got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, it's amazing. It's a doozy. It's a Camotelli Bull. It's a Guantanamala. Swahili Guantanamala. And it's for all those who want to overcome. I realize most people don't want to, and that's fine. Stay in your hell. Live your miserable thrill life, and then die. That's up to you. But for those who want to get out of their hell and live, it's for you to know thyself. I have come to realize over the years of doing this, the greatest thing is to know thyself. You have no idea how you don't know yourself until you start to get to know yourself. It's mind-blowing. It really is. I had no idea. Know thyself. And so for those men and women who want to know themselves, what is the greatest display of power? What is the greatest display of power? Amazing question. Food for thought. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show. You gotta run around because we're on in different parts of the world, around the world, in America, and different time zones. So sometimes you just can't sit and watch. I understand. But so you can podcast, but it's been made possible that you can still listen to the show as it is happening while you're doing what you're doing. By calling on your phone, but because I'm so used to saying iPhone and iPad or something like that, and I've been yelled at so much, it's the phone, it's not iPad. So on your phone, you can call the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 205-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And you know what else is amazing? Couple things. Number one, tonight is the first women's forum of 2026. Tonight, ladies, at 7 p.m. And what else is amazing? Because we love the Bible Thumpers. Today and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. Oh, Lord.
All right, brother. Are you ready?
He's drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Let that evil language come about. Fire. White people. Stop, white people. You're acting all black. That's black thing to do, not white thing. What's up? And black people do it because they're miserable. Not all, but most. I come to realize that kind of stuff you see right there is a waste of time, a waste of energy, and it has nothing to do with God. Zero. Religion is hypocritical. It's so separated from God that it's not even funny. And it's not funny because so many people think religion has something to do with God. So they study the Word. And they said the Bible is the Word of God. And I got to study the Bible more and more and more, not knowing that too much studies make the soul weary. And too much study keeps you away from God. If you want to make sure you stay away from God and never get to know Him, do all that studying and see if you get better. Read the Bible, study until the cows come home, and see if anything ever changes in your life. God is not in religion. Did God say, worship me in studying, read the Bible, Hoover the Holland, or anything? Or did He say, worship God in spirit and in truth? Did He say study or worship in spirit? I'm waiting. So if He said worship Him in spirit and in truth, why are you so into studying? And then you believe what you read, not knowing Satan is interpreting the Bible for you, and you never get beyond the Word. Oh, you got the Word, but you're still in hell. Oh, you got the Word, but you're still not free. You're angry. Oh, you got the Word. I'm in the Word. It's all in the Word. But you're still lonely. It's in the Word. The Bible is the Word of God. And you're still afraid and resentful and jealous and fearful and insecure and live from without instead of from within. But you got the Word. Why not give it a chance and worship Him in spirit and in truth and be free? So I have a suggestion for you. It's Bible Thumping Thursday. So we're going to thump until the cows come home today. I do counseling nearly every day around the world, men and women, and sometimes family and individuals. But hardly a time goes by when I talk to someone who said, I've been going to church all my life. I was raised in the church. I helped in the church. I read the Bible study class in church all my life. And I never knew what I know now about God. I never knew God. I was suffering. But I was in the Word. I studied. And the more I studied, I got worse, they say. Amazing, huh? Have you noticed that studying doesn't do anything for you except build the ego, the knowledge of, and that's all for you get because you never go beyond the knowledge? That's a higher power. That's a higher knowing that you never reach. And then you make up excuses for your life. Oh, I'm only human. No one is perfect. I'm only human. I'm the body. Let me see. You say some stupid like, the spirit is willing. Let me see. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. That's how y'all said, hey.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Jesus said it. I don't repeat it. I'm not one of those people who repeats it.
Oh, now you try to deny three times.
I don't know the man.
The flesh is weak, they say. The spirit is willing. What does that mean? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. What's up? And then you make up excuses. When you don't really find God through all that studying, you start, the devil give you excuses, and then you start going with that. Oh, I know, I'm only human. I got to wait till I get to heaven when I die. You make up excuses. You listen to the devil interpret the Bible, and you listen to the devil interpret why it's not working for you. Isn't that amazing? And yet you're angry. You get ticked. So I have a suggestion. I heard this story. It's an amazing story. I kind of been hearing it a long time. So, and this suggestion, and for those who want it, it really, I'm totally fine with you living your miserable lives. You can be jealous and envious and afraid and lonely and have you and get all your thrills the rest of your life. God gave you that life. He's not caring. He's not concerned that you don't want anything better. So why should I be or anyone be? No one has a right to judge you for living in your hell. So I'm okay with that. No judgment. However you want to live it. But I have a suggestion for those who want to be free. There was this little town, and a couple thousand people lived in this town. And in this town, it was filled with windmills. And the windmill, you know, pump the water into the town and did what windmills do. And everybody was happy with the windmills. And they just went about their business with the windmills because the windmills were everywhere. And so one day, just out of nowhere, the windmills stopped operating. They stopped working. They stopped running. And then people are like, what the? All of a sudden, they noticed that, really paid attention to windmills. They're like, what? The windmills have stopped. Now we can't get electricity. We can't get water coming in. Or whatever windmills do. And so they all went out to the windmills fields to see what was going on. And you know the first thing they did when they got there? They blamed it on the they blame it on the wind. They said the wind must stop. The wind is to blame that they are not working. They blamed it on somebody went and tampered with the windmills. All of them blamed it on everything outside of the windmill. And finally, one man came along, as one person always do. One man finally come along that decide, let me look within this windmill, inside of it, and see what's going on. He didn't blame the wind. He didn't blame his mama. He didn't blame his friends. He didn't blame the outside, somebody tampering with it. He decided, and he said to the people, let me look inside of the windmill and see what's going on. And he looked inside of the windmill, and he found the problems. And when he found the problem from within, the windmill started back up. Life came back, and the windmills worked again, and it was fine. It was, the problem was within, not without. Isn't that an amazing story? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing story. And more to the story, the next time you have a situation in your life, a problem, whatever it might be, the next time, I suggest you do this. It's going to blow your mind. For those who want to be free. I'm tearing up a little bit. Think about it. It's so powerful. The next time you have a problem in your life, instead of getting angry, instead of getting frustrated, instead of blaming somebody else for your problem, don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Don't blame. Look within and understand the problem. Don't get angry. Get understanding from within. Try that and see what happens. And the next time you get jealous, or the next time you be envy, or you want strife, or gossipy, or the next time you say you're lonely, or the next time you get angry, don't blame, don't look outside and blame anyone else. Don't get mad. Don't react. Look within and see what's going on from within you. I promise you. And I'm not just saying this. I know this for sure and without a doubt. When you stop looking without and blaming someone else for it or getting mad about it and look within to see what's going on within you, your whole world going to change. But you got to look within and not without. You got to stop getting mad. The first thing you want to do is get angry. You call me a name. Or you took this away from me or that. Or you said this or that about me. Look within and not without. As the one man did at the windmill. Or with the windmill situation. He looked within while everybody else was all on the outside, looking outside the windmill. And the problems all along was inside. As your problems are inside of you, and they have nothing to do with anyone else on the planet, but it's in you. So next time, give it a good try for those who want to be free. Next time you feel or think anything about anything, don't react. Don't get mad. Don't get frustrated. Look within. All right? That is some advice that the whole world needs. Have you noticed? No, you haven't. What I'm about to say, you have not noticed it. And the reason you haven't noticed is because you're so busy thinking about how miserable you are. Look how miserable all human beings are. All human beings are miserable and revengeful and jealous and angry. And look at the people fighting ICE. Those are some miserable people. They are weak and pathetic human beings. And they have nothing else to do but to go out and fight the lawmakers who are trying to protect us in this country. And they get a thrill and they feel what they call life, which is death, instead of looking within and overcoming. The problem, I promise you this, as a living witness, all of your problems are within you. They're not out there. ICE has nothing to do with it. It's in you. So don't look outside the windmill. Look within. I want you to give it a try. All those men and women who want to overcome. Don't get mad. Look within to get understanding. And you shall receive eternal life. You shall not maybe enter into the kingdom of heaven. You shall enter into perfect peace while you live. Matter of fact, you're going to start really living. And you will know what Christ knew and knows. You will know it too. Men and women, if you do that. All right? Isn't that an amazing analogy, hey?
Yep.
Were you able to pay attention? Because I know you're working on other stuff. It makes sense?
Yes.
It makes sense. Hey, come baby.
Yeah.
In what way?
Look inside.
Yeah. It's so crazy. It's inside of and not outside at all. And you haven't noticed how miserable the world is. They don't have any answers. They do not have answers for you, and yet you go to them for answers. You even have men going to females for answers. You go to the devil to ask the devil how to fix yourself. You have ladies going to other ladies. Two devils going to one another to find out how to find heaven, and it never works. Amazing, huh? So for those who want to be free, you can be free and free right now. These people, look at them out there in the world. They don't know how to fix the economy. They don't know how to fix the illegal aliens coming in. They don't know how to fix anything. And you think that they do. Just because they use words like racism and sexism and isms, you think they have the answer, and they don't, because you don't see what's going on inside of you. You understand you, you're going to understand the whole wide world. And you will love your enemy as yourself, because you will have understanding. You will love your neighbor as yourself, because you will have understanding. You will pick up your cross, follow Christ and keep the commandments. Love him with all your heart, soul, and might. And not put anything or anyone before that. And you will pick up your cross, your ego, your jealousy, your envy, your lying, your fears, your worries, your loneliness, your suicidal thoughts, your children, your husband, your wife. You will put none of those things first. Do you know how many men today are suffering because they want to see their children and they can't because the daughter of Satan will not let the children see the fathers, separating them from God? Do you know that is it's like a pandemic. It's bad. And the men, sometimes, they even leave their jobs, their city, their state they live in, and follow the woman and think that by being near them, that somehow or another, she's going to let them see the children. That ain't going to happen. She's an evil woman. It doesn't matter that you move to where she is. You're such a fool. Don't move over there. Don't follow her. You're giving her thrills. And as long as you get thrills, she's never going to let you see the children. Another thing I noticed, too, that the mothers do to the children, wicked as they are. They tell the children, oh, you want to go see your daddy? Mommy going to be lonely. Mommy going to be lonely if you're not around. What mommy is supposed to do? If you go see your daddy or if you go to school, mommy going to miss you while you're at school, okay? Mommy going to be happy when you come back. Setting the children up as little children, to feel like somehow or another they have to keep you happy. That somehow or another their presence is important enough to, and they keep you happy, so they grow up trying to please mama because she has set them up that way. And then they go to school and the kids are acting out because now they feel obligated. Where's mama? Well, how's mama feeling? Mama is not happy. I'm at school. And then they say, oh, you need a counselor. The kids need a counselor. And they go into the counselor's office and they say they have separation syndrome. You heard of that? Hey.
Like parental alienation?
Yeah, something like that.
Something or other?
Uh-huh.
I've heard stuff like that.
They don't tell the kids, you know what, your mother's wrong for making you feel like your presence got it's the only thing that keep her happy. You're responsible to keep her happy. And they call it separation syndrome. Separation syndrome? Something.
I know that there's a parental alienation.
Yeah, a parental alienation. That's a lie, and that's evil. The mother set the children up to feel that they're responsible for their happiness. And the kids can't even go to school and function normally. I never heard my mama, my grandma, my daddy, or my granddad tell me, okay, you going to school, but daddy or mama going to miss you at school, and I got to hurry back home so I can make you happy. She's like, go to school and stay there all day. What a wicked mother. She does that to the children, and then they have the separation, parental separation, whatever they call it, which is a lie. And now they put them on medication because they want to destroy them completely. They put them on medication for a spiritual issue rather than rebuking the mother and telling her, you need to stop doing this to the child. The child already feel responsible for your happiness. You have made them think that just because they're not around, you're not going to be happy. And so they can't even have a childlike happiness growing up. And you're to blame. The world don't have the answers, folks. It's in you. It's inside of you. All of your issues are in you, not outside of you. So why don't you finally get tired of being the way you are and want to be different? Don't say what the difference is, because if you say what it is, all you're going to do is pick up another false identity. You're going to read the Bible more and more and more. All you're doing is picking up more identities. You're not being free at all. You've already been given the freedom. Why not just walk into the freedom and live from within? 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Out my book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. Women's Forum tonight at 7 p.m., ladies. The first one for 2026. It's amazing. And then check out Punchy TV. Brand new episode of Punchy TV. You will not. Do we have a teaser for that? No? Okay. No soundbite. No soundbite yet for it. We'll get one. But Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV. Check it out. You can podcast. And then like the videos. Like the videos. All right? If you ever get one thing clear, just know all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. If you don't get anything but that to start with, get that, and then the rest will start to make sense to you. And to know that all of your issues are inside of you, not outside of you. And the beauty about that, when you see that they're inside of you, you're going to also see that they're not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're not your identities. You're not your sadness, your loneliness, none of those things. It's amazing. And stop blaming and look within. Just stop and see what happens. Okay, this time I'm not going to blame. I'm not going to look without. I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to get an understanding of what's wrong, what's happening in me that I feel this way or act this way or whatever. Get an understanding. Don't get angry. It's stupid to get angry. It's real stupid. Angry people are dumb. Angry people are silly, retarded, mentally ill. Angry, resentful, frustrated people are the worst. Fox to Detroit is reported. This is from Fox to Detroit. A video of Troy Athens student getting hit is spreading online, and the teen who threw the punch said it all came to head after being called a racial slur. Watch this from Fox to Detroit.
Tell me what it was. You know, my son being afraid of what was going to happen, he swung at the young man in the video, as you're seeing.
Sparkle Wilson's 16-year-old son throwing a punch at another student at Troy Athens High School last week. Then he was suspended for 10 days. After that, in a twist, it was actually Sparkle who posted the video of her son, which has since gone viral.
I posted the video because it's easy to flip a narrative. It's easy to make my son or, you know, any kid that's defending themselves look like they're angry or the villain without any context to the video.
She says there's a backstory here, a history of the student who got punched hurling racial slurs at her son, and that the group was waiting in the gym to jump him.
You shouldn't have to worry about being called the N-word or Kool-Aid drinking monkey.
What is seen in that short snippet is not the entire context of the video. I was very concerned.
A deep dive by Troy Schools into what led up to the punch landed several of the other boys involved in trouble too, but not suspended. That punishment and a vow from the superintendent moving forward.
Any type of hurtful language, racially insensitive language, homophobic language, any language that is not respectful of the individuals in our school district is absolutely not acceptable.
Oh, but you can knock them out, huh? That's acceptable? Aren't you tired? And that boy looked like it was a white boy. It may have been a Mexican or another race. But aren't you tired of seeing black people punch people in the face and knock them out and stomp on them? Aren't you tired of seeing this genocide? It's evil. And then they have excuses. They look on the outside. They say, well, they punched him because they were calling him a name. When did it become, when did society get so weak that you get mad and you want to hurt someone because they call you a name? Do you believe that that's who you are or something? I cannot remember. And I really, when I heard this story, I really reflected. I don't remember a time in my whole life that I got angry because somebody called me a name. You got to be out of your mind. You get mad. What's wrong with you? See, that problem is on the inside of that kid, and the mother is trying to justify it. Where's the daddy saying, no, this is wrong. You don't get mad because somebody called you a name? That's what evil people do. They call you names. They want to control you. And she's like, I don't even know if she's telling the truth. Supposedly, Kool-Aid drinking monkey. And? What's wrong with a monkey drinking Kool-Aid? When did you start getting mad because somebody called you a name? And that justifies you knocking them out like that. It's insane. And then this stupid principal, I guess he was, they say, whatever he is, superintendent, justifying it. You're not supposed to be hurt by words. You're supposed to be overcoming words. How about sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never harm me? Remember that in the good old days? We knew not, because old people knew, we knew not to be bothered by somebody calling you name. And now it's a thing. What a sad way to live, huh? 2 Timothy 1:7, Bible Thumper Thursday, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. He didn't give you a spirit of fear where you can knock people out, get mad because somebody called you a name. And no matter what they call, let them call you what they want. That what you're doing, you're seeing their hearts. You're seeing that this is an evil person trying to take their misery out on me and attack me by calling me a name. As long as they don't touch you physically, you're fine. There's nothing to protect. Nothing to protect. Don't protect the ego. Let them call your name and see how you feel about it. What's going through your mind about it, but do nothing about it. For God gave us a spirit of not of fear, but of love and power and control. Where's the love? That black boy demonstrated no love, and his stupid mother is justifying it. Where he was, they call him a name. I don't even know anyone in my whole school, the whole 12 years, except when I went to Indiana that one year. I don't know anyone who ever got mad in the school, and we tease each other all the time. And no one never got mad about name calling. Colossians 3:8 says, But now you must put them all away. You got to put these things away. And that's not going to happen until you look inside the windmill and not outside it. You got to face what's happening in you. Now you must put them all away. Anger, put it away. Wrath, put it away. Malice, put it away. Slander, put it away. And obscene talk from your mouth. All that stuff is in you, and you got, it's all ego, it's evil. And you think that those things are things that you should be protecting. The people are giving you a chance to see what's going on in you. When the winds start blowing, don't look outside for the answer. The problem is inside. Go inside the windmill and repair it. Go inside of yourself and repair it. That's how you become free. Don't get mad. You're so stupid, get mad. You ain't got nothing better to do. And you justify anger. And then you go to Bible study. And then you go to church. And then you take Holy Communion. And then you break bread. And you think you're eating God's body. You drink wine at church, you think you're drinking the blood. Can you get any dumber than that? Everything you're looking for is in you. One last thing, and then I'll take your calls. James 4:7 tell us how to not let the devil win. He tell you what to do, but you won't do that. You read the Bible, but you won't do what it says. Don't be angry. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And how do you resist the devil? How do you do that? They never tell you how to do it, right? At the church or anywhere else, they tell you to do it, but you don't know how to do it. So the devil give you ways to do it. The devil tell you how to resist the devil. You resist the devil by resisting thoughts. Your thoughts are not your own and not from God. Resist the thoughts, and you will resist the devil. If you don't go with those thoughts but overcome those thoughts, you will resist the devil, and you will be in the world, not of the world, and no one can make you angry. There will be, you could, if the whole world tried to make you angry, it can't touch you. Because you resist the devil. You resist emotions. You resist thoughts. You resist feelings. The problems are inside of you, folks. And when the winds start blowing and the windmill is not running at the moment, don't think that it's the wind's fault. Meaning, don't think that it's someone else's fault that you want to knock them out. It's in you. It's in you. And no one can make you think or feel anything that's not in you. You overcome those thoughts and feelings. No, there's nothing there for anyone to touch. Any situation. And if someone tried to attack you, you do what it looked like Donald Trump did, the Great White Hope. I don't know if he really did it or not. You would give them the finger. You would give them the finger because you know they're evil. And this boy mother up there justifying it instead of telling her son, son, why are you getting mad because somebody, whether that person did that or not, call them a name. Son, why are you getting mad because somebody called you a name? What's wrong with you? You think that's who you are or something? But she put it online to try to get false sympathy for her blindness. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there or if anything happened at all. But I know you shouldn't be getting angry over stupid. You should never get angry. There's never a reason to be angry. And the real you, not the fake ego, emotional, thought-thinking you, the real you have never gotten angry and would never. No one can make the real you angry. It's the false you that the false self in them is making the false self in you get angry and then you fight. Two devils fighting one another, and you call it you. You made me angry. You made me. You don't have my emotion. The women, stupid women. You don't feel my emotion. You don't care about me. You don't care what I'm. You don't even listen to me. A cackling hen wants you to listen to them. And they never stop. First time caller, Raymond, is out of Montana. Raymond, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Raymond.
So, I was getting ready for work, still kind of getting ready for work here, and I'm on YouTube. I follow your page all the time. My friend Cody showed me you, and I absolutely love you, man. I think you're spot on a lot of topics. And I saw the video where you're talking about black culture from the 30s and today, and you show videos of how not just blacks, but just how people in general acted.
Yep.
70, 80, 90 years ago, they conducted themselves mannerly. They were polite. They yep. were well-dressed, well-groomed. They were professional. And I don't want to get you in hot water, so I'm going to try and figure out a different way on how to point to the source. But there's a certain group of people that took over a certain piece of land in 1948 that have infiltrated the media, infiltrated the newspapers, and they claim to be God's chosen people, but they're not. They're not.
You mean the Indians? Oh, the white man.
No. No, I'm talking about the Zionists, Jesse.
The who?
The Zionists.
What's that?
The Jews.
They took over land of what land?
Palestine.
And then what happened?
They influenced our media. So here in America.
So you're going to blame, you're going to look outside and blame the Jews for influencing the media. They didn't make the media do what the media is doing. The media is doing what it's doing because it wants to do that. Why are you blaming somebody else for that?
I'm not blaming.
You are blaming.
But it's the truth.
That's
but
not
it's the
truth,
Jesse.
But
it is the truth.
That,
it is the
that,
truth.
Let's say that that's true.
Jesse.
Raymond.
It says in the Bible. Hold on.
Raymond.
It says in the Bible.
Hold on. Raymond, let's say that that is true. That the Jews took over the media, whatever, right? What does that have to do with you as an individual?
It has nothing to do with me as an individual.
So then why are you blaming the Jews then?
Because they subverted the culture.
What
the
they have,
Jews
no,
have
they in, didn't.
The Jews, yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
The Jews have influenced the blacks.
Raymond.
The Jews have influenced the blacks.
That's a lie.
Finish my st- It's not a lie.
That's
it's
a
the
lie.
Truth. They stole land from
that's
Palestinians.
That's a lie. The Jews did not influence the
blacks. Palestinians are actual Jewish people.
Raymond, are you saying black people are so weak that they've been influenced by the Jews, now they're influenced by the politicians, and they're being influenced by the whites.
Yeah.
So that's why our blacks are so weak.
Well, it's proven that they don't have high intelligence.
Are you saying that that's why they're so weak, because of somebody else?
No, I'm saying they're weak because they let someone else influence them.
So you're saying they're so weak.
And they push, and the Jews that have the Jews, you don't even let people finish, Jesse.
Go ahead.
Do you know that the people that call themselves Jews that live in the supposed land of Israel, they're not actually Jewish people. They were a tribe. They're the 13th tribe that was pushed out of Judea, and they've moved to Asia years ago, thousands of years ago. They were in Asia.
What does that have to do with the cow? How the cow ate the cabbage? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, let me finish.
No, I don't have time. You're going to this long story about your hatred of the Jews. I want to know, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't hate Jews. I hate Zionists. Because they're not the Jews. They're not the real Jews. They're not the real Israelites.
What is it about you that's so righteous that you can hate anyone?
I'm not righteous at all. I need Jesus in my life, Jesse.
It is, so why don't
it's also our job to point out people that are Satanists.
Who gave
and the
you
people
that job?
That worship.
Who gave you that job to do that?
Jesus gave every Christian that job.
But
Jesse,
you don't even believe in Jesus.
Yes, I do.
You said you hate.
How do you know I believe?
Because you hate anyone that has ignorance of their father, the devil. That's why you're judging.
I'm not judging anyone.
You
I'm calling out
you
as
hate
it
is. Zionists or something.
Yeah, because they're Satanists. Do
but
you
then
hate
you
Satanists?
Are of the devil.
Do
you hate
you? So you.
Where's
so
the love?
You,
where is the
so
love?
So you love where, Satan. Do you love Satan, Jesse?
Raymond. Where is the love? And hating.
I don't hate anyone.
Raymond,
I'm just calling it
love?
Out as it is.
And you lied and said you were calling in because you were losing faith. You didn't say I'm calling in so I can talk about how much you hate the Jews.
No, I never said that to that guy. I said I was talking about how we have fallen from the grace of God and how that has affected our culture.
So you didn't tell
and the
you
people
didn't
that
tell
help.
The, you didn't tell the guy that took the call that I'm calling in about.
No, because
how
people act like this when you bring up the Jews.
He lied and said he was calling in about losing faith. You could say you're calling in about hating Jews. I'll still take your call. You got a hater hating, and he think that he's of Jesus. See how evil that is? Anyone. It has iota of anger is of your father, the devil, and you have nothing to do with God at all. God doesn't even have anything to do with you. And so Raymond lied and said to the screener, I'm calling in about losing faith. This hour is up. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Ooh.
What a mess going on in this here old world. Riots in Minneapolis, Minnesota, over the ICE doing their righteous acts. A federal officer shot a man in the leg, according to far-left extremist AP in Minneapolis, after being attacked with a shovel, sparking new protests. Nice. And Trump narrowly won a war powers vote in the Senate. Nice. And Iran closed its airspace for hours amid high tensions with the United States. Also, an animal escape led to an unusual chase and other mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, the 15th of January, A.D. 2026. There's one line open. You, if you haven't already gotten on air today, you can call in right now. Oh, the line just filled up. But every so often, you can call in just to see if a line has opened up. Oh, a line opened up again. Even during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. We'll get to your super chats and more of your calls and some great stories in the coming hours here of Bible Thumper Thursday. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the Trump administration indefinitely suspending visa processing for immigrants from 75 countries, including Brazil, Colombia, Egypt, Haiti, Somalia, and Russia. And 69 others, in addition to those five, to making 75 countries. Starting next week, the move will block visas for many people seeking to work in the United States or even to reunite, so-called, with their families. You know, that chain migration mess. What a mess. Minneapolis, they call them protests, but it's really riots. Clashes erupted in Minneapolis, Minnesota, yesterday, after a federal agent... Sounds like it was a righteous shoot. I don't know. Shot a man in the leg during an arrest attempt. The Department of Homeland Security said agents were conducting a targeted traffic stop when the man, a Venezuelan national, was shot after he resisted arrest and violently assaulted one of the officers. Maybe with a shovel? The man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, City of Minneapolis said. In the hours that followed, demonstrators, meaning communists, gathered near the scene and faced off against federal agents who deployed tear gas, pepper balls, and what sounded like flash bangs, whatever those are. The incident comes amid ongoing nationwide protests, meaning riots and slander, over last week's fatal and righteous shooting of a Minneapolis woman by an ICE agent who appeared to be in fear of his life and that of his buddy, co-worker, whose arm was in the car when she tried to move very recklessly with utter disregard for her fellow man. So evil. Four NASA astronauts returned to Earth today. NASA does not mean lies or to deceive. It's not Hebrew for to deceive. I looked it up on the internet, and the fact check said you guys are wrong. And space is real. Concluding a week-long effort to bring one crew member home to evaluate a medical issue. They just don't make astronauts like they used to, do they? The crew departed the International Space Station, ISS, Wednesday, aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule, shout out Elon Musk, SpaceX's company, and completed a 10-hour journey, wow, before re-entering Earth's atmosphere and splashing down off the coast of San Diego in the Pacific Ocean, right down that-a-way, probably. I'm not sure my directions. Just after 3:40 a.m. Eastern Time, today marks the cruise, which would have been just after midnight, half past midnight Pacific Time, right? Because San Diego's Pacific Time, anyway, NASA decided to bring the astronauts home after canceling a planned spacewalk due to a health concern. The space agency has not disclosed which astronaut is affected, nor provided details about the crewmate's condition. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Thumper. That's why I love Jesus, y'all. Okay, uniting. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We're also uniting the races with truth rather than dividing them with lies. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what is the greatest display of power? What is the greatest display of power? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. If you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you really want to listen as it is happening, while you're doing what you look like you're doing. You can listen on the phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. To donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, an amazing day, not just because the weather is beautiful in LA, like 80 degrees, not because the women's forum tonight, which is amazing, but because it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready?
I don't feel your face. Oh, Lord. Fire. Anybody ask what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved. Sanctified and running for my life. Fire! It's interesting in that first hour, the whole hour was about not blaming. When the wind stopped blowing and the windmills don't work anymore, don't look on the outside and blame. all of your issue inside of you. And the first call is about blaming somebody else. About blaming someone else. Oh, it's the Jews' fault that the blacks are screwed up. It ain't the Jews' fault. Just like it's not the white man's fault or white people's fault. It's the black fault. It's the individual's fault. As children, it was their parents' fault. But as adults, it's their fault. How you go, and then call, oh, I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus. No, you don't. Jesus said that anyone that hates his fellow man, hate him. What you do to the least of them, you're doing it to me. Because Jesus was not divided. He was one. He was whole. And he knew the real us, the real people, the real individuals are one. They just don't know it because they're living in your imagination in the past or the future. They're living in time. They are divided. They don't know that they're whole. They're one. What you do to the Jews or what the whites do to the blacks or the black have happened to them have nothing to do with you. You don't love Jesus. You don't even know Jesus. You know about him, but you don't know him. Knowing about Jesus is not knowing Jesus. And anyone, you can bank on this. You can buy silver and gold with this. Anyone that's anger, resentful, frustrated, is separated from Jesus. You and Satan are one. And white people, come here, Hank. I want to ask Hank, okay? He's white. And Hank is an expert, one of the experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And this is the darndest thing I ever seen. And Hank is coming. Don't you hear him walking to the studio now? He's on his way. He's coming through the door right now with his King of Cage shirt on. So I don't understand, Hank. I mean, I do understand, but for the sake of conversation. White people have been blamed for the issues in black people's lives all their life. And this generation and the last few generations have been totally blamed for it. And they weren't even born. And white people know that that's wrong, that they have nothing to do with it. Why are they blaming the Jews for it?
Pardon me.
Oh, you're eating?
I was having a piece of apple.
Oh, you always eat, man. And what are you so fat?
So, what was your question?
Why are there some white people blaming the Jews for the downfall of America?
Right.
Why?
You become what you hate.
That's for sure. And so are they thinking that by them blaming the Jews for it, somehow or another, the blacks are going to love them?
No.
But what do they want from it? That guy was even defending Palestine.
Yeah. They want to...
You can't hide. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
They want to take away the power of the Jewish people.
But that's not the way to do it.
Right. Just like the blacks doing that to the whites is not working.
You can't take the power away from nobody. Nobody has the power. The power comes from God, from within. But I think it's so interesting. And that guy pretending he would call it about losing faith, he could have said, I want to call and tell just how much I blame the Jews.
I think he was blaming the Jews for people losing faith or religion or something.
You can't blame the Jews. It had nothing to do with that.
I know, but that might have been his call. Might not have been a full-blown pretense.
Why you say that?
In that, he was saying, this is... These guys are why we've fallen away.
What?
He called you and said they came in and took over the media, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
And the media has misled the people. That's why we've fallen away from the faith.
But he would mislead and pretend he wanted to talk about losing the faith.
That is why he thinks that we're losing the faith.
But how could somebody else make you lose faith?
That was what you could have talked to him about.
What?
Next time he calls, you can ask him.
Yeah, call me again, Raymond. You sound very smart. But anyway, what I want to do, I want to go to Norway. Heard around the world. And then we got to get some super chats and all that. But I want to go and talk to William out of Norway. William, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, William.
I have some questions.
Okay.
I want to ask you.
All right.
Last time I called you, you said something that what you do to others is going to come back at you.
Yes.
Something like that.
When you adore it.
Simple English, what do you mean by that?
What do I mean about what you do to others? You're doing it to yourself?
Yeah, what does that mean?
When you're doing something to hurt others or try to hurt them, it's already coming back on you because the reason you're doing it, because you're miserable inside of yourself and you're trying to make yourself feel better. And by trying to hurt others, you're really hurting yourself more because you're getting deeper into hell.
But can you give me like an example, like what you mean by that?
For example, the moment you get angry, and then you take the anger out on someone else, you try to call them names, so you try to hurt them. The reason you're doing that because you're already burning and hurting on the inside yourself. So you're doing this to others because that's how you are. What's happening to you on the inside, and instead of you getting better, you burn even more while you're trying to burn someone else.
Okay, because
that's why when your wife get mad at you or your girlfriend, and you don't react to her at all, or the boyfriend or husband get mad at the wife, and if they don't react to them being angry, they get worse. They get worse because they haven't got a reaction from you. They need a reaction so they can feel better, what they call feeling better, because their judgment is already coming back on them. So they need you to react so they can feel better and blame you for the way that they feel.
Okay, because I'm doing the silent prayer more consistently now this year, right? And when I'm doing it, I'm seeing things that I did to others, like maybe I looked someone the wrong way, or I stole something, or I offended somebody.
Uh-huh.
I see that the same thing happened to me that I did. And I was wondering, is that what you mean? Or like if I steal something from somebody today, that will come back to me like tomorrow or something?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean that when you're stealing, and it's encouraging the more the hell in you, because if you steal once, because you're miserable, you're going to steal twice. You're going to either steal your own life by judging someone or yourself, or you're going to steal from someone else.
Okay, so what is that I'm seeing in the silent prayer? Like, everything that I did came back to me. That's what I'm seeing.
The devil, you're seeing the hell in you. And when you see it, don't do anything about it. Don't get into thinking about what has happened. Don't get into thinking about what will happen. But just notice the thoughts. Don't call them you and let them pass. Do nothing about it.
Because
it's evil that's bringing the thoughts to you, and they want you to act out again so they can stay alive inside of you, but don't do it.
Before I was seeing like scary stuff, you know, like crazy things, and now I just before I was trying to understand them more, but now I just think of them like just the imagination, and I leave it there, right?
The thoughts, right? You talk about the thoughts.
Not the thoughts, but I see some images like. Some scary come up and all my body shakes and like this kind of stuff.
Whatever
before I was trying to,
whatever happened, you just watch and do nothing. You completely let go and just watch those thoughts. Become a watcher and do nothing about it. And the light that is allowing you to see the thoughts will take care of it for you. It will destroy the darkness. It will destroy the evil thoughts.
But also you say, like, don't be afraid, right? But my body shakes and there is fear. But even though there is fear, I still stay in the silent prayer.
Yes.
But my whole body shakes, so there is fear. So,
right. So when that's happening, let the shake happen. Do nothing about the shaking. Let it happen, let it happen, and let it happen. And do nothing about it, and you, it will disappear. It will leave your body. Though it is not, and you're going to see, once it's gone, you're going to see that you're not shaking, but evil was shaking because it was afraid of the light that was in you, that's in you, is shaking. But because you have identified with your mind, body, and emotions, you think you're shaking, but it's not you. The evil is afraid because it knows if you stay with the light, it's going to have to depart from you and find a home in someone else. So let it shake,
yeah,
and let it shake, shake, rattle, and roll, but do nothing about it.
Okay. Also, I write something else. If the mind is own entity, like, is,
yes,
the mind separated from me?
Yes. Those thoughts and those emotions, those feelings are separated from you. And when you're watching them, you're going to see that you're not them. The real you is watching and not you. Absolutely.
But the mind is like its own entity. So, like, let's say, like, this now, this year, I wanted to be, like, consistent with silent prayer, right? I was home doing the silent prayer all the time and having some watching. And now these 2-3 days, I see something, like, pushing me to go outside. Like, I see it, like, going to coffee and going outside. And I see that it's not me, but something, like, driving me, like, even though I said, like, I'm going to stay home and do the silent prayer and read and this kind of stuff, but I see that something is moving me. Is that the mind, like, guiding me and without my will, like, but I cannot stay home. Like, I have to follow it.
You have to
follow. But I see it's not me.
You have to follow it?
Yeah, it's like something, like, driving, you know. I don't know how to explain it, but
if you, let's say that you're sitting at home and you're doing the silent prayer, you're reading,
yeah,
and then these thoughts are telling you, oh, you should be out and have some coffee, go and do,
yeah,
this,
like,
right?
This morning, yeah,
don't do it. But if you want coffee, go get some coffee. But when you're going for the coffee, stay present. When you're ordering the coffee, stay present. When you're drinking the coffee, stay present, and you will not be affected by the coffee. You'll be fine. Just
that's the
present.
Thing. Like, I don't want, like, that's the thing. I don't want coffee,
well,
and I don't want to go outside and spend
the
money, right?
Don't go. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
But it's like I don't have a choice type of thing.
You do have a choice. You don't have to go. And it can't make you do what you don't want to do. It has no power. When it tempts you like that, it needs you to react,
yeah,
but it can't make you react if you don't want to react.
Okay. And I wait, so I wrote one last more question, if I may.
All right.
You talk about, like, forgiveness, right? Forgiving your parents and mother and father, right?
Yes.
And I was thinking, like, I really have the capacity to forgive. Like, who am I to forgive, right?
Right.
Is it something, or is it like I have to do the silent prayer and see that I'm wrong for resenting or hating, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
Because I went to forgive my mother after I watched your videos, but it wasn't sincere apology, forgiveness. It was more like blaming or trying to hurt with the truth. It wasn't because I saw that I was wrong for resenting, but it was because I saw that I resented her, and yeah.
Well, and now do you see that you resent her?
Yeah, I still resent, but I don't see that I'm wrong for it. I don't see that it's wrong for me to hate.
Do you think you see that you think you're right to hate or judge, which is the same? You think you're right to do that?
Yeah.
And why do you think, what is it about you that's so right that you think you have a right to judge anyone?
Because I'm thinking, like, if it wasn't for my mother, I would be with my father and I would have more discipline and I would be more, like, you know, manly. And I feel like she ruined all my life.
And you're right. She did do that. But what made you think you have a right to rejudge her for that? She couldn't help herself. Just as you can't help yourself but to resent her, she couldn't help herself but to resent your husband, your father, and you, because her mother did the same thing to her. And it goes from generation to generation. You're wrong for resenting. That's why you can't find peace.
Yeah. And
forgiveness, forgiveness is to see that you're wrong for playing God, for judging people and judging yourself and judging others. And when you can see that you're playing God, the apology is, I'm sorry for judging you. I'm wrong for that. I realize now you couldn't help yourself.
Yeah, but I think, like, you know, the forgiveness part is, like, the easy part, right? The difficult part is first seeing that I'm wrong for doing, for hating, right?
Right, because the ego doesn't want to, which is the nature of Satan, doesn't want to admit that it's wrong. It want to always blame an outer source.
So would you say, like, that I should just do the silent prayer, and when I see that, I will go and forgive the right way?
But you already see now that you resent her, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So why don't you go and forgive her? I'm sorry for resenting you, Mother. I realize now you couldn't help yourself, and I'm wrong for resenting you. Why do you need to see more?
But I don't see that I'm wrong for that yet. I still, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I still blame her for things. And even though it hurts me, I don't see that I'm wrong.
But that's what it means, what you do to others coming back on you. Because you resent your mother, you will never have peace.
So do you think I should meditate on this and to see where I'm wrong?
Yeah, but I don't know how. So you feel right for resenting your mother?
I wouldn't say, like, intellectually, I would say I understand what you're saying, but I don't see it, like, clearly, like, as a day, like, oh, I'm wrong.
So do you see, you think that you're right for resenting her? Well, then just suffer until you're ready to overcome your hell, then. Stay in hell and see how much, how far that gets you in life.
Yeah, but but my question was, is it like, do I really have the power to go and forgive? Like,
well, I don't know what you mean by having the power to go and forgive, but I know
should
that.
Should I wait for God to show me that I'm wrong?
He's already showing you that you resent her, and that's the problem in your life. What else you need to see?
That means I did the I did go forgive both for that. So I did the right way. That means I'm.
But you said you did it to hurt them, not to be free.
Yeah, that was my thinking later on when I watched back what I did.
What did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
I did everything you said, and everything you said happened. Like, I was shaking. I told her, like, I forgive her for separating me from my father and my brothers. And
what did she say when you said that?
She had an excuse, like, no, I told him to stay. I told your father to stay. And at the end, I asked her, do you think you have done something wrong? And she said, no, I didn't. No. And we said bye, and that was it.
Well, it doesn't matter what she says. That's her life. She want to live in misery. That's on her. And she have a right to be miserable. But it sounds like you've done it fine. Now you believe in the thought that you have not done it for the right reason. You need to stop believing those thoughts.
Okay, so should I leave it alone?
Yes.
And just do the silent prayer and go on with my life, right?
Go on with your life.
Okay, that was all questions.
Okay. Yeah, go stop believing the thought that you didn't do it right. You need to go back and do it again. All thoughts are lies, so don't believe them. Move on with your life.
When I do the silent prayer, there comes a times where my thoughts, like, I hear, like, voices in my head. And I see, like, my mother, TV I watched, all together comes, like, and I can hear it almost clearly. But that doesn't happen every silent prayer.
Well, just don't, you just watch. And don't have anything to do with the watching, and don't conversate about it. Don't call it right or wrong. You just be the watcher, and the light will do it for you. And go about your life. Go to work. Do your practical life. You need thought for driving your car, making a meal, and all that. But then you go back to the light, and you live by that, and you'll be fine. Stop making a big deal. Don't believe the thoughts and just go about your life watching them.
Okay. I appreciate it, Jess. Thank you.
And stay with it, William. Don't give up.
No, I won't.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye. Super, super, super chat. Super, super.
Super chats.
Taiwana answering the biblical question.
What is the greatest display of power?
When you don't rely or depend on another human to guide you, making them your little g, God, and then you live in a total dependence on big G, God only. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Lori bought a coffee and buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that's real love. God is good. Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you. Amazing.
T. Smith on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App for coffee. Heart smiley emoji.
Thank you, TP.
T. Smith.
T. Smith. Thank you, T. Smith. Amazing.
Anthony L. with a excited big smiling fox thing sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
He White, no message.
He White, thank you.
Thanks as always. Someone, hey lads, Jonathan from Northern Ireland here, the guy who got Jesse that Because of Time t-shirt, what the? I was wondering if you guys have heard of the song by a guy from the 70s and 80s and was big over here, Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum, but never heard you guys sing or mention it. Amazing little song about Jesus and not sinning.
Spirit in the sky?
Yeah.
How did it go?
I don't know how it goes. I haven't looked it up yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When you said the name, the title, it almost sound familiar.
It was mainstream, but it hasn't made a comeback. Famous in the UK.
Amazing. Thank you. We'll look into that. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of this stuff later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. I appreciate it. When I come back, more of your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So, who told you about this song?
Jonathan from, Northern Ireland?
Jonathan, so we were playing this song. Hey, pull the song up during the break. Yes, I'm totally familiar with that song.
Yeah.
It is a classic, and I just forgot about it.
He says, I played in my gym for my clients, and Jesse is always on the gym TV. Ha-ha. And he said, he would love to hear you guys play a short sample and your reaction to it. I just played a short sample off stream, and we recognized it both, actually.
I don't think we can play it on stream.
Yeah, for the sake of copyright issues.
Right. But,
he says, much love from your brothers in Ireland and Northern Ireland.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. But, yeah, I love that song. I just forgot about it.
Same.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to hear it again and again so I can remember.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Walking Roscoe sent 10 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Jim Higgs' voice is perfect for citing that the silent prayer works. Stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Tanya Jackson, Jesse, a sane voice in an insane time.
What a messed up time, but it's hell on earth. The beauty is you can have paradise right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you drop your body. Matter of fact, you don't want to drop your body while you inhale already. I wouldn't take that risk. Do what you want, but I wouldn't take that risk. What the? Thank you.
Jermaine bought a coffee. Jesse, here's a great example, and he shares a YouTube short that I'll pass along to you guys.
Okay.
Of mothers turning kids from the fathers and emotionally destroying the kids.
I really want to say to the women who are doing this, you're evil. You're wicked. And you have no love. You don't love the children. How can you love the children and you are deliberately keeping children from their fathers for your own thrill? Think about that. There's no love in that at all. That's evil. And it's happening so much now, it's not even funny. And guys, you cannot love your children more than what is right. You put what is right first. You won't follow this crazy mother around because you have this fake feeling of love for your children. You can only love what's right first and foremost. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone three coffees. Jesse, I don't go to church. I don't read the Bible. I always look within. Why do you keep saying that I lash out at everyone? It's kind of annoying, to be honest.
Who is that?
I don't know who it is. It says someone.
I don't even know who someone is. But you should read the Bible. There's nothing wrong with read the Bible, not to remember it, because you let knowledge go and wisdom will come. But if you hold on to knowledge, you will never have wisdom. Wisdom won't come to you because you put everything into the knowledge. You stop right there. But you know the Bible, and just as mean as a heifer.
Maybe this person is part of the audience, and you tell the audience you read the Bible, and you lash out at people, and you cry. And maybe this person is taking that personally, as if you're talking to this person specifically.
Is he?
When in reality you're talking about, in general, But if this person is annoyed, then maybe it does apply.
Especially if you're annoyed. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
And Heat bought a coffee. Hey, half-breed.
Half-breed. That's all I ever heard. Half-breed. I love and hate the world. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Amazing.
The fruit of real power was present when you interviewed Kia Hill, or Kenya Hill, I forget, on the Fallen State. Ooh la la, si senor, someone call an ambulance. Self-control is a beautiful fruit to witness in action. Salute, the greatest power secretly dwells in obedience. A biblical question reference, I think.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. And check out thefallenstate.tv. Amazing.
Three from Tijuana. A couple weeks ago at fellowship, a young lady stated she don't read the Bible anymore. Wow. What? But then you corrected her and said, it's okay to read the Bible?
Yeah.
But today you are saying something a little different about the word, quote unquote. But in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Mr. Jesse, please explain. Happy Bible Thumper Thursday, Smiley.
Thank you. That's, whoever put that in that Bible like that, they put it there to deceive you. Let that go. You can't prove yourself to God. You don't even need to prove yourself to God. God already knows you. What the? And he knows that it's not you that's doing all this mess that you're doing. You just don't know it. But you can't study to prove. Look at the people who are studying to show themselves approved unto God or something. And they are mean and nasty and gossipy and wicked as they come. But they're studying. No, don't do that.
Studying the wrong thing.
I recommend there's nothing wrong with reading the Bible, but not to remember the Bible. The truth is written in your heart already. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Tijuana, Tanya Hake, Tanya J, that is, Hake, thank Jesse for hanging up on the guy ranting about the Jews. So fatigued with hate rant and conspiracy theories, walk in the light.
I couldn't believe that. I just spent an hour saying, when the windmill stopped, look within and don't blame anyone. And he called up blaming the Jews, all loud and speaking fast, talking loud and saying nothing. Stop blaming white folks. The Jews ain't got nothing to do with it. Really, you are an individual. Why not have control of your own world? You're never going to have control if you blame anybody or any situation outside of you. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya Walking Roscoe. Shout out to Manning Up. I was a huge beta who made women my God. Yeah. No more. I've returned to the Father God through Christ. Only by his grace. Stay with it. Endure. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Tanya, watching from Australia, I should be asleep. How am I going to get up for work? But I'm addicted to wisdom.
The energy of wisdom will wake you up and get you up. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
C-Bill, three coffees. Raymond, get your facts straight. The Jews are the indigenous people of the land of Israel, period. Stop spreading your lies and rumors. Palestine never existed, says C-Bill.
How he going to be loving Palestine but hating the Jews? If you don't love all, you love none. And the least, what you do to the least of them, you're doing it to Christ. He told you that. Stop hating and stop blaming. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron says, Jesse, they call it separation anxiety. You know how we were talking about parental alienation?
Oh, yeah.
Separation anxiety. Thank you, Gregatron. He knows stuff.
Thank you. The mother tell the children, oh, mommy gonna miss you. Oh, you going to school. Hurry back. Mommy gonna miss you. And then mama go have lunch with them at school. What the? Mama make sure they don't forget. And then the kids start having separation anxiety. The kids are feeling that way because now they feel responsible for your happiness. And you get a thrill from that, destroying the children. And they grow up all their life, feel like they got to please mama. I got to stay around mama because I'm not around mama. Mama is not happy. What a wicked, evil, dirty, wicked mother that would do that to a child. Satan is your God. You have no love. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Jim in Alaska, a new member on the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube channel.
Thank you, Jim. Amazing. I appreciate that.
Very cool. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to John out of Texas. John, you are on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, John. Amazing.
So I was answering a biblical question, and I also, yes, sir.
What is the greatest display of power?
I would say being a doormat, and if you look at Trump and what he's doing, not reacting, but for Jesus Christ.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Mr. Jesse?
Yes.
Hey, since it's Bible Thumper Thursday, I just wanted to tell you, Jesus is God.
You wanted to tell me that?
And the whole network at Bond, and everybody in the world.
And you sure about that?
I don't have any evidence.
So are you joking?
No, let me tell you a verse from the Bible.
All right.
It's from the Sermon on the Mount.
John 20:29.
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. What do you think he's talking about?
He's not saying he's God.
That's true.
So why?
Because you're supposed to believe it.
What?
You're supposed to believe it.
Why are you supposed to believe that if he never told you that's who he was?
Now I'm just being a joker.
Oh.
But that is my logic.
But why would you hold on to something that's keeping you away from knowing God or the Son by believing a lie?
Good question. I'll smoke on that. Not really, but I'll think about it.
All right. Let me know.
And then, Jesse, I know who I am.
Who are you?
I'm a blinding light.
Amazing. Well, when you figure out the Jesus thing, let me know.
So what was the question, the challenge that you left me with again? I'm bad with remembering.
Why would you want to believe Jesus is God when he never said that?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let me know.
All right, then.
Thank you, John.
All right, bye.
Bye. Let me go a first-time call out of Richmond, Virginia. Sean. Sean, you are on the air.
Hello, how you doing?
All is well, Sean.
Yes, I was calling because...
Are you on a speaker, Sean?
No, I shouldn't be.
Are you on Bluetooth?
Uh-uh, I'm just on a regular phone.
Okay, speak right into the phone then. Go ahead.
All right. So my question is, well, not even the question. Do you think the same way we spoke about the lady that was in Minnesota that got, you know, that got unalived?
So
she's supposed to... got shot.
Oh, that held up, that was protesting right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, her.
Okay, go ahead.
So my question is, you know, you were saying that she should mind her business, and if she was doing what she needed to do and not worry about others, she would have been alive.
Yeah, if she had gone out there and got in the way of the cops or the patrol people doing their job, she might would be alive today. So she can't blame anyone but herself.
So would that be the same thing for, like, white people when the slavery thing was happening? They didn't have to indulge in the slavery themselves. They just could have went ahead and did what they needed to do for themselves. And then, like, now, they wouldn't have black people resenting them and all the stuff that's going on with them. If they would have just did what they needed to do, they wouldn't have to been in the situation that they are in right now.
What do you mean? I don't understand that. Repeat it. Make it a little clearer for me, John. I mean, Sean.
All right. So if when slavery was going on, you know, the Arabs were selling and buying the blacks. If the whites didn't indulge in the selling and buying of blacks and just came to America and did their own thing, they wouldn't be in the situation that they are in, like currently now with black resentment, people doing stuff to them, you know, certain nations not liking them. If they would have just did their own thing and not indulged in the bull jive with slavery, they would be in a better space too.
Why you say that?
Because just like the lady.
There were black people buying black people as well.
Yes, yes.
In America.
But just, yes, they are. But just because somebody does something doesn't mean that you have to indulge. Just like the guy that called a couple of weeks ago.
I'm trying to understand, and I really do want to understand what you're saying. You said that it sounded like you're saying that have white people not, when the Arabs brought the blacks here for sale, if the white people had not bought them, then the blacks would not be hated and blaming them today?
Exactly.
That's not true.
Why would you say that? Because we wouldn't even be around each other. Why would you think that?
Because the black people don't hate the blacks that bought blacks from the Arabs and turned them into slaves. If they don't look within and see that their hatred is coming from another cause, which is their mothers and yearning for the fathers, they'll find somebody to hate.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
So,
and then most of the blacks today only believe that the white people did this to them because they've been told, without any proof at all, they've just been told that it's this. And instead of forgiving their mothers, looking within and seeing what the real problem is, they grab hold of the words, which are lies, and they just live it with that. They don't even know if it's true or not.
Yeah, but you know, like sometimes when you just don't indulge in something, it just keeps you out of the picture. Like the guy called in earlier, and this is a couple of days ago, he was talking about voting for the black Republican lady, and then there's the white Democrat lady, and you say, I wouldn't have voted for neither one of them. So that way you kept yourself out of the situation totally versus picking one or the other. I'm just not going to indulge at all. The same way with white people. I know the Arabs are doing it. I know that the blacks are doing it because none of this is nobody's fault. But when it gets to the point where you start bringing the blame, if white people don't get into the slavery thing, they don't get blamed for slavery.
But
they don't
blamed
get blamed for black people's problem.
I understand. I totally got now what you're saying. But angry people will find somebody or something to blame for it. They will blame white people. They say, you know, I don't know because it didn't go down this way. But if white people had not bought one black person, they would still blame the white because the white people let the Arabs come here and sold them. Because the blacks bought slaves in America as well. There were a whole bunch of black folks who owned slaves.
True. But that's the same way I'm trying to figure out. It's the same way that you said that we can't blame. And that's true. We can't blame the white man for what our problems are. True. We can't blame the white man for that.
But so I understand your if, but I can't say, I really can't say yes or no to that because that is not what happened. So I don't know if, and you make an interesting point though, Sean. If white people had never participated in slavery at all, just went about their business, would the blacks still be blaming them? I don't know. It's a good question though.
True. I was just saying that because all of us need to take accountability for all of us. So, you know, like when a white person would be like, well, black people doing this and this, you shouldn't really be blaming black people. You should be blaming your forefathers for bringing us over here. Because if you wouldn't have brought us over here, there wouldn't be no stabbings, no killings, no rapings, no none of that. And you do stuff on your own. Like you said, white people do stuff on your own. If you do it on your own, you don't have to worry about it. But when you bring people into the fold, you get what you get.
But during those days, everybody would have been sold somewhere. White people have been sold to other people. It was the thing to do in those days.
Yeah, but just because it's the thing to do don't mean that you do it.
No, but...
And you know that, Jesse.
Right. But still, you don't blame anyone else for your issue.
True. true.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So if it's white people blaming black people for however they're going through, the shame that they got or the resentment, it's not us. It's your own people for bringing us over here. So don't get upset with black people.
When you say that all people are responsible for others, something like that, I may not be calling you right. What do you mean by that?
I believe that all people are responsible for their own self.
Oh, yeah, each individual, so, you're right. You mean like each individual is responsible for themselves?
Yeah, right. I think a lot of white people say that they're suffering now because of immigrants and this is in the third world. Y'all the ones that started stuff with all this stuff. So if you don't start it, it doesn't happen.
Meaning like if they had kept the illegal aliens out, we wouldn't be having this issue?
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting point, Sean. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Amazing. Let me go to a first time caller, Eric, out of Arizona. Eric, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What is the greatest display of power?
To not defend yourself.
To not defend yourself. Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two sisters on Sunday. Interesting.
Yes, sir. You have a great day, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. Amazing. Let me go to Tyrone out of Hawaii. Tyrone, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. This is Tyrone.
Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, all these guys are wrong about the greatest display of power. The greatest display of power is making someone wait forever to talk on the phone. But it realistically is probably like a public execution or like when you
oh, what a mess.
Or like
oh God.
Hey, yeah, I've been wanting to talk to you for a while, man. How's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
Yeah,
are you white?
I'm a white guy. Yeah.
He white. White.
My name's Tyrone.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey man, I've been in the kingdom of heaven, dude. I've seen it in my mind.
And what did it look like?
And it starts out like this crazy light show, and then you like go through this kind of portal thing. You're inside of a giant city. Does that sound right?
Amazing.
There you go. And then I saw my parents and hey look, kind of screwed up my life in the last month and a half, and kind of need to get pointed in the right direction here.
Are your parents still living, or are they dead?
Oh, they absolutely love me. They just give me money and stuff. They like love me.
Okay, Tyrone, I know you waited for a while, but let me take a quick break. It's when cool. I come back, I'm coming right to you. All right.
All right.
Hold on. I got to take a break. We're at the top of this hour. One more hour to go, and I'm going to get to all of your calls and Super Chat. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Amazing. Steve, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world, or this old here world, including it is National Bagel Day. Raymond, how dare you call on National Bagel Day? Blaming the Zionists. And also, Iran. There have been riots in Iran, and we meddlers are threatening to meddle. Nice. And by the way, whole milk is greenlit. Trump signed a bill reversing previous limits on whole milk in school lunches. You know how the government is providing lunches to people. And also, more parents are skipping shots, vaccines for their children, even while measles is on the rise at record levels again. And also, watch out for greens powder. It can, in some cases, or allegedly, maybe give salmonella. 45 salmonella cases from greens powder. It's a diet supplement, so watch out for your supplements. You could get salmonella poisoning. That's like when you eat the raw eggs and it has that, I don't know. But cookie dough is so good. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, the 15th of January, A.D. 2026. And JLP will be right back for the third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. Women's Forum is tonight, ladies. It's the third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, 5 p.m. Hake has an appearance. I have an appearance. I'm going to be on Caledonian Elixir podcast, returning after appearing in his show. He's a Scottish man, broadcasting or streaming from Scotland, I believe. And I was on his show back in July during White History Month. Well, I'm back now in January on his show. So check out thehakereport.com/appearances. But also today, thehakereport.com, live right after JLP, and then American Anchor Baby. Make sure you check out Punchy TV, which was an interesting show just yesterday. Verizon had an outage. Speaking of mess, Verizon, you know, the cell phone company or whatever, they resolved an hours-long outage believed to have affected tens of thousands in the USA. The disruption cut off access to voice and data services for much of Wednesday, and leaving Verizon customers without the ability to make phone calls, send text messages, or use data. Verizon has not revealed the cause of the outage, but apologized in a statement saying, quote, "We let many of our customers down, and for that we are truly sorry," unquote. Customers in New York City, Atlanta, Charlotte, Houston, and Dallas seem to have been the most impacted. Verizon said they plan to provide account credits to those affected and will share more details soon. The U.S. and several, or at least a few, European countries, so-called countries, so-called European, urging their citizens to leave Iran as a deadly government crackdown intensifies. President Donald J. Trump said Wednesday Iran has called off scheduled executions of detained protesters, and that he was told the killing has stopped in the country, but added he is still weighing military action. Meanwhile, an internet blackout imposed by Iranian authorities stretched into its second week. Wow. Even SpaceX's Starlink satellite internet terminals used by Iranians to circumvent the restrictions have been jammed using what experts describe as military-grade technology. Wow. Military-grade technology Iran has to jam up Starlink. Because, you know, the Ukrainians have got free Starlink. Elon Musk is being nice to the Iranian people, too, so to give them Starlink. And the Iran government is so awesome that they're able to, not in a good way, right, necessarily, that they're able to jam up his Starlink stuff. Wow. Whole milk, not raw milk yet. Baby steps, right? Baby steps. Whole milk now allowed in school lunches after President Trump signed a bill Wednesday reversing previous limits, you know, because whole milk has a lot of fat in it. But fat's good for kids, especially, at least in some amount. The new legislation passed Congress last year by unanimous consent rolls back the Department of Agriculture rules approved by the Obama administration that required milk served in schools to be fat-free or low-fat. Psh. Part of efforts to fight childhood obesity epidemic. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Again, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what is the greatest display of power? What's the greatest display of power? Power! We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, because we're on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world. So different time zone for different folks. You can podcast, but you can still listen on your phone. Going to the gym or whatever, or just walk around making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or whatever, or out in the way of ice trying to do their job, and you're about to get whatever, you still can be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Thursday. Last hour of the show on Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
And I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return, and the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen, the faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster...
Glory! Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Glory! Let me go to Tyrone out of Hawaii. I had to put Tyrone on a hold. So Tyrone, you said you went into heaven, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, like.
Were you high when you went into heaven?
No.
You went on any type of drugs?
No.
Oh, okay. And then you say you messed up your life. What happened?
I don't know. I spent all my money. Keep getting fired and stuff.
You keep getting fired. You spent all your money, right?
I got fired from Uber Eats. All right. It's not really the same as actually getting fired. It's,
right. Why do you waste your money?
I keep buying stuff for other people. I spend all my money. I keep thinking I'm going to die, so I don't really care about the money I have, so I'll just buy stuff for everyone.
And why are you thinking that you're going to die?
because I might actually die because my job is so dangerous. And I'm doing, I might literally die. Like, I'm not kidding.
But still, that's,
it actually is that dangerous.
That's not a reason to spend your money like that, thinking that you're going to die. What,
Also, I'm crazy. So there you go. I'm crazy. There you go.
And when you say,
I don't make good. What's up?
Why do you say you're crazy?
Because I'm spending all my money driving around like a crazy person, doing MMA and like all this other stuff. I mean, it just kind of adds up to crazy. I don't have a good reason, Jesse.
How old are you?
I don't have a good reason. I'm 36.
And your question for me is what?
All right, yeah. So, like, you know, when you became an entrepreneur, you started your janitorial service. You know, I have that book that you wrote, the one, the seven steps.
The seven guaranteed steps to spiritual family financial success. Amazing book.
I have that book. Yeah, it is an amazing book. It's at my parents' house right now in California, but I need to get that book. So when you're starting your own business, right, how did you get that going? Because right now I need to start my own business. I can't work for another man or person for the rest. I can't do it. I cannot do this. It's not an option anymore. So I have to start my own business. And how did you do that? You saw like, oh, I can do this and make money. Cause I have ideas for how to make money,
started the janitorial service, I wasn't, even though you're right, you have a job or you start a business to make money. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But I did it because I wanted to be independent. And so I didn't have enough money to start a transcriber business because that's what I was doing at the time. I looked around and see what was an easy way to start a business. And I realized that starting a janitorial service is the cheapest and the easy way to do it. So that's why I started that. And I went out and I gave my company a name. Then I put flowers on the cars. And when people called me about doing the job, I would go and get them a bid, make an offer to them, and they accept it. And then I would ask for a down payment. And when I finished the job, they would pay me. I would use that money to rent the equipment with until I was able to buy my own equipment. So I would rent the equipment, do a job, they paid me off, and then I would put the money back into the account for the business so I can eventually buy my own equipment, just one step at a time. But you got to work on your inner self first by, you still can run your business while you're working on it. But you got to stop believing your thoughts. You got to stay out of thoughts.
Yeah, I'm still incredibly wicked. Like, wicked. Like hurting people, like yelling at people, getting in fights.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I'm not a good guy.
It's beautiful that you see that. And now that you see it, stop calling it you because it's not you at all. Those are the thoughts and the feelings that made a home in you. But you see that the wickedness is in you, but don't call it you.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what got me fired from Uber Eats because, like, I'm having fun cussing people out or, like, hurting people in the gym. Or, like, just risking my own life. And it's, like, I mean, it's, like, almost, like, demonic how bad it's gotten.
It is demonic. That's why I'm telling you to stop doing what they tell you to do. Stop obeying them. Don't do what they say do, and eventually they'll be gone from you. They will be taken away from you.
Okay.
But you got to stop. Whatever they tell you to do, don't do it. Just disobey them, and then they're going to try to make you do it. And they're going to tell you, oh, that person's doing this to you and that. Oh, do this. But don't do it, Tyrone. So that way you will see that it's not you at all. It is wickedness. You're right about that. That made a home in you. and stop doing it. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
And why not?
I wake up, right, and I'm so just like terrified about the state of my life that I'll wake up like 2 a.m. and I'll just get to work and try to figure out this mess. And like, I'm just not doing it.
Well, how old are you?
36.
I want you to do this and then call me back in a few days.
Okay.
Do the silent prayer morning and night.
Right.
And then watch those thoughts. And they're going to go nuts now because you're watching them and not giving in to them. But watch them and don't do what they say. If you do this, you'll get better. Everything will start to clear up for you. Because it's not you at all. You're just believing evil and you're calling it you. It's not you at all.
Okay.
Do the silent prayer. Give it a really good chance. And then let me know what you think about. Let me know how things are going.
All right, just like 10 minutes, right? Like,
rebuilding
the
man.
How do you stop from falling? I fall asleep every time.
I'm sorry?
I always fall asleep, you know? So, like.
Well, sit up and do it.
All right.
Yeah, and then go to bed. But, you know, go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingaman.com, silent prayer. And just start doing it, Tyrone. We got to work on first thing first. You got to stop believing those demons. You are possessed. They are evil, and they want to destroy you. And as long as you obey them, they will destroy you. But once you stop, they're not going to like it. They're going to have a fit because they want to stay inside of you. Once you stop, eventually, they will be gone. The light of God will take them away from you.
All right, I'll do that. You ever, like, look at yourself in the mirror and you don't even look like a human being?
I know what you mean, yes.
You look like,
Because you're looking at the demons inside of you.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
And so stop calling them you. Don't judge it. Just be aware. Don't fight against them. Just be aware, and the awareness will change you. Give it a good try and let me know how it goes.
All right, I'll do that. Yes, sir.
Do you understand to stop calling them you?
Yeah, because it's not me. Like, I can tell it's like a whole nother person just basically grabs the steering wheel and just starts doing something else.
100%.
I literally can tell the difference of who's in control at some points. It's like my eyes start like shaking and then I start saying what it tells me to say.
Yeah.
And then I start hurting the people and then I tell them, you know, I'm right. You're wrong. You know, you do what I say. And I'm like terrifying. I'm like 6'3". I'm like, I do MMA. I'm the best. Well, and it's like, I'm going to end up in jail if this keeps going.
Yes.
So I got to do something about it.
You're possessed. Every human being on the planet is possessed with the same spirits. Some of them may not be displaying it in the way you are doing it, but you're possessed. And those spirits will be rebuked, taken away from you. Stop calling them you and be aware of them. But don't do anything that they say. Don't speak what they say. Don't carry out, act out what they say. And let the light, let the spirit of God come in. And it will destroy the dark spirits that's in you.
I'll 100% do that. Because it's like killing me.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's killing my relationships with others.
If you do it, what I'm telling you, you shall be healed. I promise you. But you got to do it. You got to stay with it.
Okay. This thing has to die.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes there. And just watch them. Don't call them you. Don't do what they say. And do the silent prayer and just watch those thoughts. They're in your body. They're in your mind, but they're not in you. You're not your body. You're not the emotions. You're not the thoughts, all right? You are possessed.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
I will.
All right. I wish you well.
Right back at you.
All right, buddy. Bye. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you're on the phone. I mean, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandy.
I wanted to say, I was going to call last week and come to think of it. I wanted to tell the men, like, if you guys end up paying child support before you go to court, make sure you maybe do it in a check or keep some kind of proof that you have paid her.
Yeah.
And anything you buy for your kids, keep the receipt. And before you go to court, when you file the paperwork, this is very important, you have to file those with that paperwork. Because if you come in afterwards with the paperwork after the, like during the court date, and you didn't submit it, they will not even look at it. So that's very important. You guys have to do that. You have to. Yeah. All right, we've dealt with this so much. And the reason that the mother keeps you from them is because the more she has them, yeah, but the more she has them, the more she gets paid.
Yeah, that's evil.
So, yeah, in our case, she had them 80 and we had them 20. And she, the judge, you could push it. You could go to court and tell them, I'm not seeing my kid and she's keeping them from me, and she will get in trouble for it. But you have to, like, actually go to court and do that. But they play little games after court, too. They'll, like, make up sports. And
that's why it's a waste of time to go to court, because unless you already pay it and you keep the receipt, you got proof, as you're saying. But the woman is so evil, she got to play, even when the court said, don't do this. This man has a right to see his children. She's still going to play games with it because she's evil.
Yeah, and we were an hour and a half away, and so she would put him in sports, and it would land on our weekend, and she would be like, oh, you have to come pick him up from sports, or, you know, they have a game, so you have to be back at this time. And when we went to the court the next time around, we told the courts that, and they told her, if it lands on his weekend, you have to cancel the sports. If he doesn't want to go, then he has the right to say, I don't want to go. So you have, I mean, a lot of guys like sports, but my husband was so far away that it was hard to keep up and work full time, you know?
Amazing.
So just examples. To start a business, guys, all you need to do, like if you're super broke, all you have to do is buy cards. 1,000 cards will start your business. I started out with flyers back in the day, and I'd buy a truck. If I was a dude, I'd buy a truck. You could do all kinds of just maintenance or yard work, or it's crazy, especially here in Hawaii. Guy in Hawaii, just buy some cards with your name on it and like weed whacking or, you know, yard work, or you got to make up a name. It's better to have your name in it and with a phone number. And this is what I'll do. Maybe just keep it simple and just add on.
Well, I appreciate that, Brandy. I got to run, but thanks for that advice. And it's amazing. Thank you.
All right, I'll call back. Thanks.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Michigan. Ellison?
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Ellison. You are on the air.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you in person or over the phone.
Right on.
I wanted to tell you that about 20 years ago, I had a thought. I'm not sure if it was a thought because I don't know where it came from. It felt like God. I knew what my purpose was, and it was to spread joy to people.
To spread joy to people?
Yep.
What do you mean by that?
So every time I'm in the grocery store, I smile, I talk to people, I make friends everywhere I go. And I just sometimes drive down the road and everybody who passes me, I think, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I just try to be a big bright light full of joy.
And why do you think that's your purpose?
I'm not sure.
What's wrong with you? You got to do all that smiling and carrying on.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of naturally that way.
No, there's something wrong.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I had no idea.
Why not?
Well, I thought that they always have told me, people have told me, to love people.
I'm sorry?
I said, I've always been taught to love people.
But you can't be taught to love. Love comes from God.
Yes, it feels like I'm doing God's work.
But no, God doesn't. That's not your purpose on earth. Your purpose is to overcome evil.
I feel like I've been doing that too. You really helped me the other day. My thoughts were running away with me, and you said your thoughts are not yours.
Yes.
And I totally dropped it and carried on with my day, and I was happy.
Did you forgive your mother?
Yes, I did.
You told her?
Yes, I did.
What did you say to her?
I said, I'm sorry that I resented you and blamed you for swinging how I felt about my dad.
She said, what now? Repeat that.
I said, I'm sorry for blaming you and resenting you for making me hate my father.
And what'd she say?
She started crying, and she said, thank you.
Right on. And did you forgive your father for not being there to protect you from her?
Yes, I did.
What did you say
My dad has passed, so I just prayed about it.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I don't know what the silent prayer is. I'm a new listener. So
oh, okay. I want you to go to rebuildingtheman.com. I recommend you go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
And then so that you can stay away from those thoughts about you got to go around grinning and making everybody happy.
It is quite exhausting.
It is, because it's your ego. It has nothing to do with God at all.
Oh, wow. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. And just think about you going around grinning and carrying on, thinking you're making people happy. You need to be slowing down, get some rest.
You know what? That's what I do for a living, too. I take care of people. So, yeah. I wanted to also sing you a little ditty real quick.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. So enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm so happy now I know what to do. Thank you. But listen, I encourage you, stop trying to make people happy, and you do the silent prayer so you can stay out of your thoughts. Because how old are you?
55.
Yeah. You're too old for that. Somebody will take that as a weakness, and they'll take advantage of you.
That does happen a lot, too.
Yeah. Because they see it as a weakness, they'll be like pretending that they're happy with you, but they're really just trying to figure a way to take advantage of you. And because you're trying to make everybody happy, you'll be doing things you don't want to do with them.
Yep, that's true. Yep.
Where's your husband?
I don't have one.
Have you ever had one?
I did, yeah.
What happened?
And you know what? You know what, Jesse, you helped me with that, too. Him and I are good now. And a lot of the things that you talk about when I was being a single mom, I know that some things I was doing, I was evil. And I apologize to my kids and my ex-husband.
Right on. Well, you're on your way.
So
only thing that's missing now, you got to start doing the silent prayer so you can stay present with the truth. And the truth will change your life and give you an amazing life. And you won't have to go around trying to make anyone happy.
Oh, thank you, Jesse.
So do the silent prayer and doubt those thoughts. Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will do that. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
I will, and thank you for the amazing song.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller Jay out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Jay, you're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Jay.
I wanted to answer the biblical question, but I'm going to apply it to real life.
What is the greatest display of power?
In my opinion, so we have what's called, in our community, the gay community, we have what's called a power bottom. Are you familiar?
A what? Hello?
I think he's trolling.
Oh, okay. He's not there now. Thank you, Jay. Amazing. Let me go to Michael, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Michael, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. Hey, man, how are you today?
All is well, Jay. I mean, Michael.
That's very good to hear. I noticed that it was Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
I like it. 2025 was a hard year for me. I lost my grandma. And a lot of people around us, our neighbors, I can count on two hands how many people lost somebody last year.
And why was that hard for you that you lost, that your grandmother expired?
Oh, she raised me. I love my grandma.
But why was it hard for you when she expired?
Well, you know, it's just somebody that was a strong woman in my life, and she raised me when she didn't have to, and she passed. But something very spiritual happened that I wanted to share, you know, since it's Bible Thumper Thursday. Near the end of her days, I was helping her. She got real paranoid about her finances, was hallucinating, and she was a tough woman. Never wanted to go to the doctor or the hospital. Well, she agreed once we got stuff sorted out that she wasn't seeing things right. Her mind was not clear. Well, we learned that she had microcellular cancer and a tumor on her pituitary gland. And once we had learned that she had the cancer, she fell off real quick, her physical health, her mental health. Probably about 3 months after we learned that she passed. But my uncle called me. He said, hey, grandma's modeling. You need to come over here. We think we're going to lose her today. Go over to the house. And I probably sat with my grandma for about an hour and a half. And she was kind of saying things that weren't really coherent. It was kind of weird. She held on to me. And, I mean, it shook me, Jesse. This really got me, and I really want to share it with people, and I just want people to know that there has to be more to life. There has to be something bigger than us. My granddaddy sits across from me as I'm holding grandma, and she points at me. She goes, I want you and your grandfather to come to my house. And I said, yeah, grandma. I said, we'll come to your house. She says, I'm going to see you when I come back. I said, okay. I said, we'll see you. And she goes, do you love me? I said, yeah, grandma, we love you. And she said, white, I see white three times. She spelled B-E-L-L. And she said my name. And that was it. That was the last thing I got to hear from her. And it really shook me. It really got me. But there's a verse in
hold
John 14.
Michael, hold for me. Let me take a quick break.
Sure, sure.
All right, hold on. 888-77, Jesse. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pills.net. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in, and
they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up next at the top of this hour. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair is on fire. If you haven't heard it yet, you've been missing it from 9 to 11. And after that, oh, Lord, not George, Lord, but the American Anchor Baby. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And you don't want to miss that. The American Anchor Baby energy given to him by God. And check out the brand new episode of thefallenstate.tv. Thefallenstate.tv. And last but not least, we have a brand new episode of the, I meant Punch TV, but I go to the Fall Estate first. TheFallEstate.tv. I had a very interesting discussion with T.K. Coleman, and he is a Christian minimalist, best known for his role in the Emmy-nominated Netflix series, The Minimalist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What is the minimalist? What's that about?
The idea that you have to do something or become something or to get something, that's all based on the fear of man. Who does God say we are? And that's the answer.
What's wrong with the blacks?
I would say we don't know who we are. And when people don't know who they are, it is inevitable that they will behave in ways that are destructive to themselves and to their community.
Do you love white people?
Not all, not all, not all, but most.
Amazing. How can you love one and not all? Amazing. But the Fallen State, you can become a member there and support us by becoming a member there. And on jessleepeterson.rumble.com. And last but not least, brand new episode of Punchy TV. You can podcast. Watch this.
A humiliation ritual. Have you heard that before?
I'm going through right now.
Like, what do you? What comes to your mind?
You ever do a promposal? Promposal?
Black men wearing dresses. Martin Lawrence, Jamie Foxx, Tyler Perry. If they see you're willing to put on the dress, we can use that against you.
Punchy TV, check it out. And I'll see you all tonight, ladies, at 7 p.m., our first women's forum tonight of this year. Amazing. Let me go back to Michael, who had a spiritual experience. Michael, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
My grandmother had just said those things to me before she passed. But there was a Bible verse I wanted to point out.
Okay.
And it's John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms in it. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. And then obviously the do you love me thing kind of struck me as Christ talking to Peter. But I feel like that was a, not so much my grandmother was quoting scripture, but I feel like she was speaking it. And I don't know really how to process it. And it was very real.
So when she said to you, she'll be back, that what you meant by her speaking it?
Well, yeah, she said, I want you to come to my house. I'm going to come back. I'll see you when I come back.
But you said she was senile or something, right?
Yeah, her mind was fading. She was dying from cancer and a tumor that was on her brain.
Right. So why would you connect that with spiritual things, knowing that she was senile?
I would give points for that if she said something to the effect of, I'm riding a train and I am playing Halo on Xbox. But these were things that were found in scripture.
But I still don't understand why you would think that's a spiritual experience that you have. If she was she like a Christian before she aspired?
Yeah, no, she was Christian, yeah.
So maybe she just in her head quoted the Bible but has no meaning. You may be overreacting because you're in your head about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, do you think it's possible that Christ or God would comfort people? Like, I think God would work through people.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I think if you have faith, I think the works come with it. And I don't think it's necessarily far-fetched. I mean, I believe in Christ and I believe in God. I could definitely see where, yeah, and I could definitely see where God would use people as a vessel for messaging. You know,
he's not going to use a senile person for that.
I think God would use whoever he felt he needed to use for that.
But he's not going to use a senile person because he's not going to send you a message or make things clear to you in a crazy way.
Yeah, but see, I didn't perceive it as crazy. I saw it as very comforting, but
Were you not comfortable beforehand?
With her passing?
Yeah.
No, I can't say that I liked it, no. Or that I was at peace, per se.
And why not?
Because my grandma died, man.
But what did that have to do with you?
It hurt. Well, I want my grandma in my life.
But I know, but she died, not you.
Yeah. But you know, there's still life, and you want her to be a part of your family and stuff like that.
Why?
Because I love her.
But if you love her, you wouldn't be affected by her dying.
I wouldn't be affected by her dying?
No.
Oh, I don't believe that.
And why not?
I think if you love people, I think when people die and you love them, it bothers you.
But why?
Because you're going to miss them and you love them.
But that fake love is not real love. That emotional love is not love. And that's why you miss them, and that's why you would be affected. But if you had the real love, they would be dead, and you would understand, and you wouldn't be feeling that way about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I don't feel like that is an accurate portrayal of what love is. I think if people lose people, and I think if you're sad about it, I think that's right. I think you should have that emotion.
And why?
I think if you look at it from a Vulcan perspective, you know, if you're Star Trek and you're in this futuristic socialist state, then maybe you can just see people as matter or resources, and it's just energy changing into new energy and doesn't matter. But I think when you have emotional connections to people, especially in the way that Christ would preach, I think you would care.
But
doesn't mean that you're worried about their soul. I think she's saved, but.
And why do you think that?
Because she believed in God.
But Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. He didn't even bother going back to the funeral.
Well, Yeah, but he would also have a different perception of what life is. Life is over when he closes the book and the names are written or are not written.
No, life never ends.
If you're saved.
But the real death is those who believe in thoughts and emotions and feelings and all that. That's the real death. They already dead, and they are separated from Christ. They don't have life. They have a false life that they call life, but it's not life. Life is when you die from that illusion. Then you should have life. And that's why he said, let the dead bury the dead, because dead people, so-called live people, carried on over the dead people because they can't see. So it sounds like you're reading too much into grandma dying.
I mean, possibly. I mean, I don't think it necessarily translates to let the dead bury the dead.
Yeah, let the dead bury the dead.
Because I could just see that through another lens. Like I said, if you go to Revelations, like, you know, if your name's not written in the book, when it's discarded, you know, that is true death. I mean, there would be other examples of Christ.
What do you mean by your name not written in what book?
The Book of Life.
But where are you getting all this from? Did Jesus ever teach or preach emotions?
Yeah, I would say that he did.
Where?
I mean, they would tell people to rejoice and have faith. I mean, all of those things.
I asked, did Jesus ever teach that?
I would have to go through my Bible, but yes, I'm pretty sure Jesus told you to rejoice and be happy.
Where?
Which would be emotions.
Where?
Let's look. If you have the time, I can look.
I'm sorry?
If you have the time to let me look.
But you're not going to find in the Bible where Jesus taught emotions.
Matthew 5:12.
What did it say?
Let's look. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven.
But Jesus didn't say that. That's Matthew saying that.
Right. So, I mean,
where did Jesus say that? Because those people, though they were definitely inspired by God, but they were also, they had to overcome emotions too. And when they said rejoice, and because you're connected to emotions, you automatically think that it means to be emotional about it, and it doesn't mean that at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Bible necessarily preaches stoicism. I mean, I think stoicism.
What's that?
Just a stoic man, a quiet man, emotionless man, right? You know, I mean, all of these things. Like, if you were to look up Seneca, you would see a whole lot about stoicism. Seneca, he's a philosopher.
Oh, I see.
He's like a big one. And if you ever go down the rabbit hole of stoicism,
that you can rejoice without being emotional?
I couldn't read the Bible without being emotional.
No, I said that you don't believe that you can rejoice without being emotional.
I think that's a part of an emotion.
Do you think that you can rejoice, appreciate God without being emotional?
No.
Why not?
Because I think that's a part of emotion.
And so if that's the case, why did Christ encourage us to overcome emotions? And that God is a dispassionate God. He's not an emotional God. And that Satan, the small g, is a passionate God. Fake God, but not a real God.
You don't think that God is compassionate?
He's not emotional.
Well, that's, I don't know. I mean, if he gets jealous and he gets anger, if he shows anger, if he says, this is my son, I am well pleased, as the Spirit shows over him, he obviously has to feel some type of way.
Why?
Because those are emotions.
But you think God is emotional?
I think he would be sentient. I think he would be intelligent. I don't think he would necessarily act on emotion, but if he has wrath, that's anger.
So you think God has emotion, he just doesn't act on him?
Yes, correct.
Amazing. Then why would he tell you to die from that? All thoughts are not yours. All emotions are not yours. They're in your body, but they come from thought. They're not yours. Why would he want you to get away from that if that's what he is?
Well, I think, again, if you're looking at Scripture, if we're looking at the Bible, I mean, to look at a woman in lust would be a sin. To have a sinful thought is a sin.
That's why he didn't want you to do it.
Right, but it would take you to do it.
Take you to do what?
To have the thought or to look at it, right?
No, it's the devil tempting you with the thought. It's not you.
At what point, but where would you, so philosophically, where would you draw the line on that?
I don't know if you mean by philosophically.
Well, what I would mean is, if I stole something, would that or would that not be me?
No, it would not be you.
So I should never be charged with a crime or anything?
Well, you need the law of the land to control you because you're not following the law of the heart. And if you don't control the person, the lawless person, they will go out of control. So they need something to contain them. Who are you, Michael?
Sure.
Who are you?
Who am I?
No, who are you?
That's a deep subject. I would say I am whatever God has determined me to be.
And who are you?
I am me.
And who are you?
It's for me and God to know. That's a deep subject.
Who
are you? It's hard to put yourself in a box. You know?
Who are you?
I guess that would be it. I'm just me. There's no other way for me to answer it. I can't do it any other way.
What do you mean by I'm just me?
I am what God made me to be, and I am what my actions make me.
So you are your actions?
Oh, absolutely.
And so you're your action?
Yeah, I would say that would be a good baseline for any human would be their actions.
So you are the food that you eat?
Yeah.
You are the bed that you sleep on?
Yeah.
You are the person that you get angry at?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really? That's amazing.
I would say all that's true. I would. I would say that's true.
So
I would
you
say,
think that you are what you do?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you still have anger?
I would say that I'm not an angry person, no.
Do you ever get angry?
Yeah, absolutely.
And why?
I guess that would be an error or, you know, something that I haven't overcome in a spiritual sense or a mature sense. Because
are you your anger?
you shouldn't get angry.
You your anger?
No.
You said
no.
You are what you do.
Well, I wouldn't if I got angry, that's so going back to like the sentience, like the intelligence, emotional intelligence, like you could get angry, but you should know not to act on that in a way that would worsen you or would worsen the people around you.
But you said that you are what you do. Why you're not your anger? You get angry.
So if I got angry and I use my anger to go help feed some homeless people or, you know, become motivated in my life and go get a job and not be broke, right? If I was angry in that sense and I, you know, channeled it in a positive way, I would say that that was the right thing to do. Now, if I got angry and I crashed out and ran naked down the street and yelled at everybody, that would not be good. That would be the opposite.
So you're some of the things you do are your anger?
Yeah, I think it's what you do.
So you're some of the things. Why God said that an angry person is an evil person and do not trust an angry person.
Sure.
So you can't be trusted.
Well, like I said, I don't identify as an angry person. I think I can get angry sometimes, yeah.
But you said you're angry, you're what you do, so you're angry. You cannot be trusted, am I right?
I think that's a different context. I think that would be a different type of character. There would have to be some nuance with that, I feel like. I feel like if you don't have nuance, you'll get lost in the weeds on that.
What's a nuance?
Well, for instance, you could say everybody in their life has been angry at some point.
Everybody has, and most people still are. But because of time, Michael, you said that God said don't trust an angry person, that an angry person is evil. Why don't you overcome your anger?
Well, I think I do when I get angry. I think I channel it the right way, and
no,
I'm not hung up on anger.
No, you can't channel anger. Anger is an evil spirit, and it controls you.
Well, I wouldn't say that's true, not if God has anger and wrath. You can't say that it would
God
inherently be an evil thing.
God doesn't have anger and wrath.
I think he does. I think when Jesus flipped tables and whipped people, I think he was angry.
What?
I think when Jesus flipped tables and whipped people in the church where they were gambling, I think he was angry.
Why do you think he was angry?
I think it says that he was. I think it mentions that he was angry.
But so you think that because they used that word anger to describe that that's who Jesus really was?
No, I think he channeled it the right way. I think he was
so you think the devil
disciplinarian.
Was in Jesus?
I think he's the father.
You believe the devil was in?
No, I don't think the devil was in Jesus. Absolutely not.
Anger is of the devil. And why would why would Jesus be angry
and then turn
around and tell you don't trust an angry person?
In the moment.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah.
Why would Jesus be angry and then tell somebody else don't be angry? Because an angry person cannot be trusted. They're of their father, the devil. Why would he tell somebody that if anger was a good thing in some cases?
Why would it be good in some cases?
Why would Jesus tell a person not to be angry and don't trust an angry person if he was angry?
Well, again, I think there's a difference between a person who is angry.
No,
so
I
think,
ask you, why would Jesus tell you not to be angry? Because an angry person cannot be trusted. They're of their father, the devil, if he was angry.
Well, I mean, that would be because
why
if we interpret
Jesus tell someone
The answer would be because if we interpreted it that way, then no single human ever could be trusted at any point in time.
They can't. You can't trust an angry person at any point in time.
Well, but what I'm saying is you would be an angry person. All the people listening would be angry people because everybody, if we use that interpretation, then everybody is at one point experienced anger, which would make us all devils. And because of that, none of us can be trusted ever.
Right. You can't trust an angry person. Do you want to overcome your anger?
Whenever I guess it would manifest, absolutely. And I think I do that.
Do you want to overcome your anger, Michael?
Sure.
So that you would never have the spirit of anger in you again and nothing or no one can ever make you angry because you would be of love and not of hate. You want that?
Yeah.
Forgive your mother.
Oh, no. Mom was forgiven a long time ago.
Did you tell her
that? I don't harbor any ill will toward anybody. I forgive everybody.
Did you tell your mother that you forgive her for what she done to you?
Yes. That was a real conversation.
What did you say to your mother?
I said, I forgive you. I said, I'm a man. I have a family. And, you know, we have to, you know, move on. It's whatever.
You didn't forgive your mother.
You don't think so?
Did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Well, I think forgiveness is it's weird, right? And because I spiritually forgive people, I move on.
No, you don't.
But
did you forgive your father?
You
did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Sure.
You told him that?
Yeah.
Amazing. Michael, you're not being honest.
You don't think so?
I know so.
Why is that?
Because you still have anger. And you're trying to defend anger. You think anger is from Jesus. That doesn't even make sense to me. Christ was sent here by his Father, and he said that my Father and I are one. My Father nature is in me. And if he of love, how can he be of hate and love, Michael? Call me again because of time. Call me again.
Oh, you're good, brother. Yeah, no, I'll probably holler at you sometime when I'm free. I appreciate the talk, man.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Hines, two coffees. Jesse, you are right about dropping all opinions and stop calling yourself anything. I'm a conservative. I'm a traditionalist.
Right.
I'm a right-left wing. Always keep your cup empty.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The moment I stopped calling myself anything, I came across more interesting and useful info, had more insights. Things just became clearer. Thank you, Jesse.
I rest my case. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us.
Seeking Kingdom Within. Welcome, new JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony L. Popcorn sticker.
Thank you. Amazing.
Gregatron. What's wrong with Raymond? Quintuple or sextuple? What the?
You got to not blame anybody, folks, as an adult, if you want to be free. Amazing. Thank you.
Floyd H. 3. Jesse. God's grace is the greatest display of power.
Thank you for responding to the beautiful question.
Yep.
I put my two cents on you. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble. Jesse got me out here calling everybody in there and everything a heifer. What the? Update. Still in the doghouse, Jesse. You should have put a Surgeon General warning label. That word can cause missed meals from wife.
What a mess. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee with no message.
Thank you.
Kayla on Cash App realized want fam is loneliness. Wanting a family, I guess, is loneliness, not me. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us.
Eric on Cash, well, on Buy Me a Coffee 5. Satan's favorite words are, I feel like.
That's right. Amazing.
G Fontes, I need coffee and water refills. If I don't get back in time, have a great day, everyone. On Rumble.
Make sure it's Peachy's coffee. Oh, amazing.
That's right.
Thank you.
And thank you guys. Shout out to the D Live crew, the supporters there. Games for Rec, as always, taking care of business. Kid Combo 1 and the rest. Thanks, y'all.
Amazing. Thank y'all.
And thank you to Jules Verne, Homesteader Nick, Slave to Him, and the rest of the supporters there on the Rumble crew. Always
amazing.
Cool.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all. Oh, wait a minute. Tanya says, those comments during the phone call of Tyrone and also the grinning lady had me howling with laughter. Now I can sleep with a smile on my face.
Amazing. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I am out of time. The hate report is coming now. The anchor baby after the hate report. Check out Punchy's TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Thank you for your support. Mickey, I believe, from Delaware. Mikhail. And somebody just hung up. I couldn't catch a name. And someone else hung up about the relationship. I'm out of time, but tomorrow is Open Line Friday. We're going to move, if the Lord is willing, as many calls as possible. I'll see you ladies tonight at 7 p.m. the Women's Forum. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation. To my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pudgy's coffee.
Thank you, JLP.